It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food. This week, we look at an effort in Manchester using food to boost nonprofit groups. It's called City Cafe, and to learn more, we turn to Kathleen Callahan, who wrote about it for New Hampshire Business Review. Great to talk with you again.
Yeah, thank you for having me on again, Brady.
Describe City Cafe. What are the sights and sounds and aromas that you'd find there?
Yeah, it's sort of your typical coffee shop. I mean, you're going to find coffee. They're serving up A&E Custom Coffee Roastery, which is based out of Amherst, organic shade-grown coffee. They're also getting bread and pastries from Bread and Chocolate in Concord. Just your typical cafe when you go inside. You wouldn't necessarily know anything was different about it.
And who is running this operation?
The cafe was started up by a church called Grace Capital Church, based in Pembroke, and it has locations in Laconia and Manchester as well. They really wanted to kind of have a footprint and an outreach center right in downtown Manchester. But, you know, one thing I understood from talking with their manager there, they're pretty set on not being seen as a religious cafe. As she said, you're not going to have Bibles thrown at you. And their goal is to operate as a business and to be competitive on Elm Street.
Running a business that puts its profits into nonprofits isn't necessarily new, but usually you see it as, say, a thrift shop. Are there any other businesses like City Cafe that operate as a cafe or a restaurant and put their money into nonprofits like this?
I did find another one out in Durham called the Freedom Cafe. And this was started up by some UNH students, and it was really interesting. It's basically a donation-based cafe. They asked for a suggested donation based on the fair market value of the drink. And of every donation that comes in, 50 cents goes to just paying for materials, coffee cups, sugar, that sort of thing. And the rest is given to organizations that try to fight human trafficking around the world. The Fork and Spoon Diner on Hanover Street in Manchester. There's a cafe, well, there's a place called the 1269 Cafe in Manchester, which serves food to people who are homeless or you know, living on the streets. And it also has sort of an outreach mission as well. And so they started up recently the Fork and Spoon Diner to raise money to support the 1269 Cafe.
You said the operators of City Cafe are looking to operate as a business, and running a restaurant or cafe isn't always a surefire way to make a lot of money. Is this likely to bring in much for the nonprofits it wants to support? How much do they hope to raise?
City Cafe is hoping to raise, once it gets up and running, between $3,000 and $5,000 a month for the nonprofits that it supports. And it's going to support a different nonprofit each month or a person in need. So that can be pretty significant for a really small organization. But it is true that it's taking a risk. I had talked with someone once who ran a homeless shelter, and they had an empty lot that they were trying to figure out what to do with. And they wanted to use it for, they thought about opening a restaurant, but that's very risky. Restaurants have a high failure rate. So you don't want to sink a lot of money into something that could fail, especially when, it's your mission that's on the line.
Something to think about over a good hot cup of coffee, I suppose.
Yep.
Kathleen Callahan, thanks as always.
Thank you.
To find a link to Kathleen's story for New Hampshire Business Review on City Cafe in Manchester, drop by the Foodstuffs blog. That's at nhpr.org.